I describe this idea that Jesus is talking about as a Christian bubble. Now, you didn't know it, but you all live in a bubble. You ever thought about that? I don't know, maybe I've said this before in this congregation, but all of us live in bubbles. We live in a work bubble. We live in a play bubble. We live in a family bubble. We live in a party bubble. We live in a parent bubble. We live in an adult couple bubble. And many times we have different language. We have different personalities even, depending on what bubble we're living in, don't we? You ever thought about that? Now, the real problem is whenever the children go golfing, then we have to reconsider what bubble we're actually living in, don't we? We have to start watching our language, because even though we don't have an issue with not using this language around our children, when the children interfere with our play bubble, then we have to think, oh, dear Lord, I can't say that, can I? Come on now, you've experienced that, haven't you? Yeah. You see, whether you agree with me or not, honestly, it doesn't matter. Because all of us live in a bubble, especially those who proclaim Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because all of us live in a Christian bubble. And that's the only bubble that we live in. Sometimes I hear folks, you know, cuss outside, and whether it's in front of me or whether, you know, whatever the issue, I don't know what comes to people's forefronts of their minds whenever they cuss and they see a preacher. But it really doesn't matter. You know, yeah, there's a lot of things about respect for this building and things like that. But quite honestly, God hears the cuss word on the football field or on the golf course as well as He does in this church. You see, it really doesn't matter, does it? You see, we live in a Christian bubble, and those who don't live in a Christian bubble listen to those of us who do. They watch those of us who do. And if we have prideful thoughts, and we live by those prideful thoughts, people that don't live in a Christian bubble see that, and they feel that, and they say, geez, I don't want to be a part of that church. Matter of fact, some people say, I don't even want to be a part of Christians. Bunch of hypocrites. Why is it that they think that? You see, because all of us live in a Christian bubble. All of us. And when we don't show grace and mercy and love, when we don't live by what we speak, they call us hypocrites. Right? Of course, I believe that every Sunday is just kind of like Alcoholics Anonymous. We proclaim every Sunday we're still sinners. We just come to church to try to overcome it. Amen? Well, you see, 24/7, 365 days a year, we live in a Christian bubble. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we're doing. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, the New Testament Christian church took this literally. They believed that Jesus was coming back immediately. And so they sold everything and gave the proceeds to the church. Now let's look at this. This is Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 47. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food and with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Remember, there was even a couple that kind of saved back some. Do you remember that story? I should remember their names. It's not coming to me. And what happened to them? The people in the church had to end up burying them because they died when they lied to Peter. Remember that? Oh, you're good, Kevin. We'll just keep that between us. No, just kidding. But yes, they gave everything. Jesus was coming back immediately. You actually hear that in Paul's teachings. But guess what? Later on, as Paul continued to teach and write letters to churches, we begin hearing Paul having the Gentile churches take up offerings and giving them to the Jerusalem church. Why? Jesus never came back. And so everybody ran out of money. Because everybody still has need. Amen?